Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of H4Home. Today's topic is Luca. So Luca got released a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember when it got released, but it did get released, and it's a brand new Pixar movie. And so I watched it, and here's my opinion on it. BTW, spoilers ahead. So Luca is about it starts off with one sea monster named Luca. He wants to explore the world because he's bored and tired of his normal life. But his parents always say that it's too dangerous to go to humans, they'll cook you up. And, well, then he meets this other sea monster who seems really nice. And he found a couple of items that somehow dropped in the sea. And then the other guy stole it from him. He's like, hey, like, what's going on? Come on, give it back. And he's like, nope, see ya. And he goes on there, and Luca transforms into a human as well as the other guy, which is pretty cool. And he's like, whoa, I can't get back here. I need to get back. My guys would kill me if I found that I was here. Because they did not tell him to go on land. They told him to look after the fish, aka the sheep in the sea world. It's very weird. But anyway, he ends up going. And his parents, they want to send him deep into the sea so he never goes back on land again. And of course, he doesn't want that. And so, there's always a so. He runs away. And with his brand new friend. And then they really want a Vespa. And that's like a motorcycle, if you don't know. But they really want one. And they'll do, like, anything to get one. And so, they find a competition that's, like, I guess it's like sort of a charade. And they're like, well, we should definitely enter that. And so they do. And it ends up starting to rain. By the way, I forgot to tell you guys that every time they touch water, they transform back into sea creatures. So it starts raining. And, well, you can realize what happens. They transform in front of everyone. And, yeah, but in the end, they all sort of accept them. Just a little recap if you needed one. And I think it was, like, a really good movie. There was a lot of, like, really funny moments. And, I mean, I really like Pixar's. I like Pixar's movies, but this one was really, really good. I mean, it was, like, all about the emotion. It was, like, really funny also. I already said that. But it was really funny. And, yeah, I really enjoyed it. So, now I'm going to tell you guys my honest opinion. So, in all, the movie was actually really, really good. I mean, I was expecting it to be good. Because why else would, like, so many people watch it if it wasn't good? I loved it. We watched it on my brand new projector. This was like just like the movie theater. Okay, getting a little bit off topic there. But it was a really good movie, and I 100% recommend that you, yes, you, the person listening to this podcast right now, go ahead and watch it. I watched it on Disney Plus, so I think that if you have Disney Plus, definitely watch it, but it's so good. So yeah, watch it. Watch it now. That's it for this episode of H4Home. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. Now start with the credits. Your host today was Agata, that's me. And well, I watched the movie on Disney Plus. Remember to check out Brains On and also share this podcast with your friends and family. I'm sure they'll enjoy it just as much as you do. Oh, and voice message me. Bye. Atrium out.